Several communities are still under threat, with a bushfire burning out of control near Beechworth in Victoria's northeast. The fire is also bearing down on Yakandandra, just northeast of Beechworth. The agency which manages bushfires on public land in Victoria is the Department of Sustainability and Environment. Spokesman Stuart Ord is speaking with Alison Caldwell.
Our biggest threat amongst all of the fires we've got is the Beechworth fire. Large fire, 32,000 hectares. We know it's in the vicinity of Yakandandra, so between where it was yesterday and heading in that direction with southerly or westerly winds. We do know also there's a bit of spotting activity going on, and we do know that a place called Eskdale over in the Mittamitta River has some fire activity around it caused by spotting. So there's a lot of work to be done on the total fire edge of that fire. Weather conditions, not too bad up there. We've got over 250 firefighters tackling that blaze, and we would hope that they'll be able to get some containment lines around part of that fire. Won't be all of it by this evening.
With the Yakandandra fire, as of yesterday, that was meant to have been contained, but are you saying, yeah, winds just pushed it out of control again today?
Yeah, not necessarily out of control, but certainly there are sections on the northern part of this fire that we haven't got containment lines on. With the spotting activities, there's a lot more work to be done there to make sure that Yakandandra and other townships to the north of the fire are safe.
What are you telling people in those areas?
Once again, the same message that they'll see a lot of smoke to make up their own mind about if the fire does get near them, near their properties, near their houses. Make up their mind now about whether they should go early. Go early is the message. Or if people are both physically and mentally prepared to protect their assets, they've done enough work around their homes, they've got their fire plan ready to go, and then that's a decision that they make individually.
How many towns would you say are affected by that Beechworth fire?
There would be about three or four small towns, and then Yakandandra, which is a slightly larger town. We're still getting information in about how close the fire actually is to Yakandandra itself.
And what about that King Lake complex that did all that damage over the weekend?
Yeah, look, there's many, many hundreds of kilometres of fire edge that needs to have some sort of containment line put on it. There are some areas, and we've just had an awareness message come through about the Murrindindi Yay part of that fire and the west side of Black Range. There's a bit of increased fire activity due to freshening southerly winds. And there's a few communities there, Connolly's Creek, Crystal Creek, Scrubby Creek and Molesworth, we're saying may experience some burnt material and ash falling in that area. So they're advised, the people in that area, to be vigilant and just to keep monitoring their properties and listening to ABC.
With that fire up at Beechworth, what are the conditions like up there? Is it cooler than it was on the weekend?
It certainly is cooler than the weekend. It's a little bit warmer than down south here. We've got the influence of more subtly winds coming in off the ocean to a lot of the southern part of Victoria. Up there, a bit warmer. It's up around 28 to 30 degrees. The wind speed's 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, so nowhere near like what we experienced on Saturday and to a lesser extent on Sunday. We had a bit of lightning through the northeast area early this morning. If people who are in that area, just keep their eyes open and report any what they think are spot fires to the relevant authorities up in that area.
Stuart Ord from the Department of Sustainability and Environment speaking to Alison Caldwell.